All right, well, let's get started. Let me know when everybody's in, please.
I'm here.
I'm here.
No, I meant the public, to Chris.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. We have two people currently joining. All right. Everybody from the waiting room is now in.
Okay, let's start the meeting with a Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so the first order of business is the accepting of the minutes from the July 8th meeting. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make that motion for the 28th.
Do I have a second?
Yes, I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. There's no correspondence, so we have a public hearing for the Lake Ridge Rezoning Senior Citizens Housing District. As a reminder, this matter was forwarded to the planning board for their consideration and a environmental review. They granted a negative declaration for the action and returned it to us with a recommendation for us adopting the district. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
So move.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Chris, how do we handle people who want to comment at the public hearing? Should they, it could be chaotic if everybody tries to speak at the same time. Do we have a way to do that?
We usually just ask them to unmute themselves and ask to be recognized. If okay. more than one person does it on, we ask them to arm wrestle and come back into the room later.
Okay. So are there any public comments or questions? Any public comments or questions regarding the Lake Ridge Rezoning District?
I would
last
point
chance.
Out.
Do we have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Who is that?
Me, Chris.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and
you.
Do man. I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. So do I have a motion to on the resolution of adoption?
I'll make that motion. Ed Jessup will make
do
that.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Raise your hand.
Carried. All right, the next agenda item has to do with the Manchester Sewer District and its consideration of acceptance of a revised map plan and report. We accepted a map and plan report at this at our last meeting, I believe. Wanda, do you want to outline what the changes are? They're
nobody got it. No, but don't worry about it.
Wanda, do you want to unmute yourself and outline what the changes are?
I was trying to.
Okay.
Real simple. It was really a matter of coloring in a map. There were five parcels that weren't colored in the map that are going into the that are proposed to go into the Manchester okay. Sewer District. The math and all the calculations included those five parcels, and we just had it just to be completely clean. We just had to.
Something you can do about until tomorrow. You
got
to go to the town hall
and
you got to say, hey.
Hello.
It's me.
Am
forget
I?
About. What's going on?
Okay. So anyway, it very simply stated, it was just a coloring in and of a map for five parcels that were mathematically included. And we just wanted to make sure that we had the right map out when we go out to the public. I'll be... If the town board moves ahead with accepting this map plan and report and continues the public hearing for August 12th, I have the mailings ready to go out tomorrow. But I really wanted the board, I really wanted the public to be able to see.
What are you doing? Come on! Turn that fucking shit off. It's over.
No, this is wrong. This is wrong.
Can Chris unmute that if everyone's hearing it? I mean, or mute that, or?
David and Norma McDonald?
I've been trying to find out what he said. Yeah, I've been trying to find who was the one that was unmuted.
Christine, I wasn't saying that stuff, so.
Oh, I didn't say you said it. I got the thing about the five parcels and the colored map.
Okay, good, thanks. So that's really the change. The math is all the same, the document. I think there was more acreage because the acreage was calculated off of the map. But like I said, the actual costs and all that is exactly the same.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll make that motion.
And we're setting the public hearing on that for August 12th, correct?
It's the same date as we had for the last meeting. Jerry said that that was fine to keep it to August 12th. And I checked with Christina Riley Rao, and that was okay with her too.
So we're just accepting the modified map and plan report.
Yes.
Correct. And setting the public hearing too, right?
Well, yeah, yes. The whole resolution for the order has the public hearing date in it again. So.
Right.
So Councilman Luna, motion, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. The next is a request related to a temporary liquor license. There's a farm on Slate Place Road, I believe it is, that's requesting to have a sunflower festival, and they've applied to the state for a temporary liquor license. This is just a request asking us to state that we have no objection. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make the motion for the.
Have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next in your package is an updated intermunicipal agreement for shared services for our town planner. We actually approved one of these several months ago. Unionvale reviewed the agreement and had some concerns about it. They've sent back an amended one, which eliminates a number of sections that deal with. It has a fair amount of detail in it because it was borrowed from the one we have for our assessor. It deals with benefits and that kind of thing. This one pretty much just boils down to them being able to pay by the hour for the services that our town planner may provide to them. It meets my concerns, and it's been reviewed by the town attorney. So I'm just asking that we have a motion to approve me signing it.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second Joe's motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next item is budget transfers. You should have that in your package. If there's no questions, do I have just a motion to make the budget transfers and amendments?
And Jessup will make the motion for the budget transfer.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next is committee reports. So is there anything from the CAC?
No, I don't have anything.
Anything from highway? Anything from business and economic development?
No.
And how about recreation? Anything from open space?
No.
Are there any town board comments at this time?
I'd like to comment. The issue about the McGee construction with the senior living, there was nobody here to represent us. I guess people are having a hard time to sign in. Hello?
Yes.
I heard you.
Okay.
I was asking whether there were any town board comments.
Okay.
But I heard what you said. We had a public hearing, and we asked whether there were any comments, and there weren't at the time. Are there any town board comments?
No.
Is there anything from the town attorney?
No.
Do we want to open this for public comment? Do I have a motion?
No moves.
Do I have a second?
Second then.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Are there any public comments at this time?
Nancy?
Where'd that lady go?
That was Nancy. See,
she's
just muted herself. Or you?
Hello.
Did you mute her, Chris?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. My name is E. Turner.
Yes, we had a representative here that I guess had trouble, you know, signing on. So our neighborhood has not been represented.
Did you want to say something at this time?
Well, I don't know why nobody is here on the McGee construction. Yes.
Who was in charge, or do you have?
Yep, it was Lindsay. Let me just get his name. Hold on.
Yes, yes, please. I'm here. I would like to speak.
Please do.
I in the last two nights, I made 30 some calls. Of that, about three people, everyone I spoke to, nobody that I spoke to had been notified of this meeting. Second of all, everybody that I spoke to wanted to attend in one way or the other. There were some folks, of the 30, there was about 10% of the people who are commuters to New York and do not arrive early enough to meet this meeting. Of those 30-some calls that I made, there were three or four people who did not own computers or know how to act Zoom. But everyone I spoke to, and I had, you know, some no answers, some folks who weren't home, but everyone I spoke to was concerned and wanted to speak to this issue. I don't understand how we can move to a change in our zoning, in our local zoning, without the abutters being notified. Beyond the abutters, other people who would be affected by this change. 2 years ago, when the developers answered questions that the board and the public raised, I wrote a detailed letter asking for clarification of some of their answers. I addressed it to Wanda Levine. I subsequently sent a copy to Jennifer O'Donnell, and I have never received an answer to my questions. Additionally, I do not understand how you can give anyone a change in zoning when they have no feasible plan for sewage. I understand that they have water. I understand that years ago when the water was put in, a company from New Jersey, I believe, given the town a bond, that they would pay a part of a bond if we would bring water into the property. My understanding is we, the town, brought the water in, and then they failed to pay their bond. So the town assumed the burden of that. I don't understand whether we have any assurance that this won't happen with this proposed development here. I'm really upset that I never received answers to my letters. Can somebody speak to that?
I can't answer that question, because that would have been associated with the planning board actions, I suspect. The action on, with respect to this project is a little complicated in that it involves both the town board and the planning board. The planning board deals with the environmental issues as well as all the details.
I'm sorry, sir, but I can't hear you very well.
Okay, I'll try again. The application that we're dealing with is a bit complicated in that it has both town board and planning board actions. The planning board is responsible for dealing with environmental issues. It's also responsible for dealing with detailed site plan issues, which would include water, sewer, and traffic and those kinds of considerations. Ours is limited to placing the overlay based on the criteria and the law and the recommendation of the planning board. It sounded to me like everything you said are concerns and questions directed at the planning board. And so I'm not in a position to be able to address why those questions may not have been responded to. Were they addressed before or after the public hearing that the planning board held? Do you know?
I wrote these letters 2 years ago, sir, and I have never received a response.
Well, the process is such that would have been introduced as part of the public comment in the public hearing at the planning board, I believe, and the planning board would have required that the application or the applicant respond to those to the planning board, not necessarily directly to you. So, I can't,
sir, no,
I can't
sir.
Comment on what whether that was included. Sir, into, okay,
sir.
Supervisor?
Yes. Sir, I directed a letter to the town. Just a second.
He was copying the 29th.
Yes, I copied you this letter on May 29th of this year.
That's not 2 years ago.
Of last year.
I wrote to Mrs. Jennifer O'Donnell. Planning department planner, building department planner, and you were copied on that, sir.
And I'm sorry, what was the date of that letter?
Christian Rona.
8/29, which Jennifer was not working yet.
Did you say August 29th?
Yeah.
29th, 2020.
No, sir, May 29th.
May 29th, okay.
May 29th, 2020.
Well, as I said before, I can't address what the status of that is, but I can say I can check into it tomorrow and find out what, if anything, was done with it.
Supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
If I may, the letter from Mr. Turner that I received went to the planning board, which would be the appropriate board to receive it. There may have been two letters, but every letter that came in went directly to the planning board. And as you know, the planning board doesn't write individual responses. They get public hearing responses from the applicant. And that process was all carried through.
That's what I was trying to explain before, sir, is that when we get comment letters, they're passed onto the planning board as part of the public comment process. And that requires responses from the applicant, not from the town. And then the planning board considers the concerns. It considers the responses from the applicant when it makes its decision. That's how the process is outlined by state law. There's no part of the process in which applicant or the public, each and every person in the public, asks questions and is responded to by the town. That's just not how the process works. The applicant is required to address concerns and address them back to the planning board, not to the people.
Is the town board interested in hearing the response to the question about water and sewer? I mean, I believe you guys know, but would you like me to respond?
You might as well tell them.
Yes. Sure.
I would like that one.
Okay. So with water, yes, the Lake Ridge properties are in the Southwest Water District. However, we did not have sufficient water because it's zoned above and beyond standard zoning. So they currently have a water agreement that they have agreed to go through with, in which they will be contributing for an additional water source and storage. So that covers water. Sewer, they have agreed to build a sewer plant on site. They had provided to the town's engineer and I a conceptual plan that proves that they could handle water on the site with the space they had allocated. It was reviewed by, like I said, Greg Bollner, myself, and Steve Mance. And the town would take over that wastewater plant. The one condition we discussed with the applicant was that the plant should be expandable so that in the future, if future users in that area want to connect, the town could then expand the plant we take over and let future people in. So that's the structure for water and sewer.
Thank you. Are there any other public questions or comments?
Yes, sir. Before you change the zone, I understand that after tonight, the zoning will be changed.
We voted to do that, yes.
You're prepared to do that tonight?
We did that after the public hearing. That happened about 10 minutes ago, maybe 15.
You mean the zoning is now changed?
Yes.
Well, what must one do to challenge that on the basis that the questions that were answered by the respondents were basically false?
I'm not in a position to advise you on how you ought to go about challenging what we just did.
What is false?
Well, for one thing, and very crucial thing, all of the people that I spoke to are concerned about the effect of this development on the value of their homes. And I have spoke to appraisers, and they confirmed what I thought in my experience was true, that the value of our homes will go down. And in the letter that I wrote a couple of years ago and waited patiently for a reply, and when I spoke to various people from the town, they told me that this thing is on the back burner. Do not worry about it. It may not come to fruition anyway. So when I did not get an answer to my letter, I simply waited patiently.
You don't give each person a letter.
I'm sorry?
What is the answer?
Each person a letter on a response. They just cover the response.
I don't understand what you're saying, please.
The question you asked, they already gave you the answer. They just don't give each person a written letter on it. They do the process.
What if their response is spurious and drawn from a blog of a real estate company online and does not pertain to our town at all? I wrote my response to question number 62 of section 1, which states, property values will plummet, concerned with trying to sell when they retire. That is a concern of a lot of the of people who attended the meetings and almost everyone that I spoke to in the 30-some phone calls I made in the last 3 days. Using an article from a March 28, 2016 piece found on realtor.com, the applicant states that this article shows that property values will not be affected. In fact, this article chooses not to consider land lease agreements, which these these are, but considers other factors. For example, adult entertainment and gun clubs. The closest it comes to address what we have is what they call high renter concentration, with a negative impact of 13.8%. The quoted article is a generalization based on values according to zip codes, which by their own admission is of the 100 largest metro area, hardly our condition here, saying that they did not consider rural areas, since rural communities have lower house prices and slower appreciation. So they did their article that they quoted, which they claimed answered that concern that was raised by very many of our residents, did not pertain to our condition at all. They should have to answer this before you can change the zoning. I'm just absolutely beside myself. I don't understand how you could not, and I gave you, and sir, Mr. Bell, I CC'd you on this letter. It should have crossed your desk. Can anybody answer my question?
The answer to your question is that your comments would have been handled by the planning board, who dealt with the environmental issues. Property values are something that would be associated with the environmental review. The environmental review was performed by the planning board. Their documentation should contain both your concerns and the answers that were provided by the applicant back to the planning board before they made their decision. That's the answer.
If a citizen has expressed concern to the planning board about issues, the planning board should have the courtesy to respond to him and point him in the direction that he needs to go to further his inquiry, not just wave hands and talk about process and then let things slide until we can do a vote before the public meeting is even scheduled to start, which I find ridiculous.
I didn't catch what you said about the meeting scheduled to start.
The meeting was scheduled to start at 7:00.
That is
what was published on the webpage for the notice to the public. And now you're telling me that you already voted to approve the thing for which you were going to solicit feedback.
We started the meeting at 7:00, sir. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
With respect to your thing,
7:00, and all I heard was approvals happening. There was no chance for public comment.
Exactly.
Or the voting.
Exactly.
That's an abusive process.
Look at his face.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you're talking about. We started at 7:00. I was told that everyone who was in the waiting room had been entered. We had the Pledge of Allegiance. We voted on minutes to the previous meeting, and then we opened the public hearing. We asked for public comment. All of that took place after we opened the meeting. We opened the meeting at 7:00.
30 seconds.
I'm sorry?
30 seconds it took you.
30 seconds. That's all you gave
us. It was 30 seconds, and it was over. And the storm.
There was no one who asked for public comment. I asked three separate times if there were public comments.
I did not hear any request for public comments, and we were on at approximately 7:00.
So
you shouldn't be making substantial votes during the time that takes people to resolve the technology and get hooked up.
Exactly.
I suggest that the board vote to rescind their approval until there has been an opportunity for public comment.
Yes,
considering
absolutely.
That there were 35 pages of comments addressed, many of which were inadequately addressed and did not even address the questions and answers being raised. There's been a discussion of investigating options, but no published response to what those options were going to actually be. No chance for the public to respond. No chance for the public to see what responses that the developer made to the questions raised by the town board. There's way too many open questions for a rezoning action to be taking place, particularly rushing it through in the seconds at the beginning of a meeting. That's absurd.
Yes.
Vote to revoke the change in zoning now.
Exactly.
I think this is bull, and we can have tax dollars that you could put something in the mail to each and every one of us up here. I didn't even find out about this until yesterday, and I don't Zoom, I don't have a computer. And I think you're taking advantage of people not being able to come here, see, speak because of the COVID virus. I think this is all underhanded, under the table bullshit.
I can assure you that is not what happened. This meeting
yes,
was.
It is that way because right. the
yep,
people
it is.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Yes, it is.
This public hearing was originally scheduled for March. It's been delayed for 4 months because of COVID. But we have no idea when we're going to be able to have an actual live meeting. And so we chose
to send a letter so that people.
Right, yep. I agree. Sending a letter so people would know. Yeah.
Once again, the state law provides the process for which we notify the public, and it doesn't involve sending a letter to everyone we think might be concerned.
But how are we supposed to find out?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Just a second. Sir, we're not anybody who might be concerned. We are the legal abutters to this property. And in everything that I have experienced in my work as a builder, the abutters always had to be notified certainly for a final change of zoning. I think this is incredible, and I would hope there's a remedy for it by getting letters out to people and rescheduling this.
Everybody's wearing a mask.
I agree.
Yep.
I didn't find out about this meeting till last night when Lindsay called me. You know, mm-hmm. And I was on since 7 o'clock and you guys just rushed through. I didn't see anybody up on from our neighborhood.
Nope. It took like 2 seconds and then they said, yes, no, no, it's over.
Exactly. Yep. No, I was on and they just rushed right through it.
And not everybody has a computer and not everybody is tech savvy and everybody's willing to wear a mask. We could all go to the meeting hall. We don't need this nonsense.
Right. But you have to take into consideration people don't have access to computers and are not, you know, computer savvy. You have to take that into consideration.
Exactly. And we're all willing to wear a mask.
Even one of the board members could have her finger on the mute button. She screwed up too.
That's absolutely true, sir. We are pretty computer savvy here. As soon as I was trying to click in when they said there was no, is there any further comments? And I was either not, they didn't, no yeah, one had, paid attention to me. No one paid attention to me or.
Somebody muted us. Just,
oh, there's a lot of people on here that muted.
Yes.
Participants, there's a lot of people that you could see are muted on there, and I don't know why, unless they didn't turn on their volume.
Because not everybody knows how to do this.
I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I see at least 12 people who are muted.
That's why you need to reschedule, and all of us, I'm sure, are willing to go to the town hall wearing masks, and if it takes hazmat uniforms, we'll do that as well to protest this. This is nonsense. You decided so quickly.
Can you hear me if I say something?
Any of us.
Yeah, can you? I do.
Yes, we can hear wherever you are.
Hi, okay. I've been on since 7 o'clock, and all we heard, I didn't hear anything about McGee. So when we were asked to make a comment, if we had a comment, my husband and I had no idea what you were talking about. Okay, you didn't say McGee, you said Lake something.
Yes. Lakeview.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Lakeview. It was
Lake Ridge.
Lake Ridge. Now, how are we to know that that is what you were discussing? You didn't say discussing McGee. You talked about Lake Ridge.
Yeah,
we have no idea what that is. So Lake why Ridge, would you make a comment?
Lake Ridge is the name of the project that we were, that has been being considered by the town for the last several years.
And that how would we know? But how would we know that when you only just recently brought up McGee in this meeting? Why didn't you say it from the outset?
It's called doublespeak.
It is not doublespeak. It's the name of the project, and that's why.
Well, nobody knew.
Well, why did you bring up McGee after the fact?
I didn't bring up McGee. McGee is just the road it's located.
Yes, someone did mention McGee, which is when we knew what you were discussing. Okay, but in the beginning of the meeting, you did not say that. So we all sat here waiting for you to bring up the McGee project.
But
someone should have explained it.
When it went through the planning board process, it was Lake Ridge.
Well, we don't know that because we haven't received letters telling us.
Exactly.
So how would we be made aware of any of this? I think that's a relevant question.
Yeah, what I'm saying, ma'am, is when it went through the public hearings from the planning board, it was Lake Ridge. The name of the project has never changed.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I don't believe you understand what I am saying, that you knew the name of the project, but we did not. So
exactly.
When you brought it up at the beginning of the meeting, we did not know that it was that particular project of which you were speaking. So none of us commented when you asked for comments because we had no idea. So had you started it and said, this is the McGee project, Lake whatever, do you have any comments? We would have known and we could have shared our comments. I mean, I think it's a simple thing.
I think all of us would like to have a reschedule, please.
Yes.
May I point out one thing? On the agenda for tonight's meeting, the only public hearing listed is for Lake Ridge Rezoning Senior Citizen Housing District. There's nothing on the agenda that mentions McGee Road because the project is named Lake Ridge, as the board members pointed out. And the purpose of the public hearing was to establish the senior citizen housing district overlay. So the agenda item is right there. It's been posted. It's been available for everybody to see.
You're using technicalities and obscurity to try to get around the fact that you did not give an opportunity for the public to offer comments. There was never any process for people that came and went to the trouble of giving their feedback 2 years ago to get any input that the process was moving forward without their knowledge. And I have a question. Is this meeting being recorded using the Zoom meeting record feature?
Yes, it is.
Good. Then we can go back and look at the transcript and see how much time you gave for people to bring up their comments.
Yes,
how it fits in with what the planned agenda was and whether or not it was clear what was being discussed.
It was unclear. It was very unclear.
Extremely.
Okay, may I say something?
The meeting replay after the meeting is concluded.
To be fair, if the board wants to be fair with the residents, then this should be discussed again.
Should be rescheduled.
It should be rescheduled. We should all have the opportunity. Listen, I'm not saying I'm for or against it. I haven't decided yet, to be honest with you. But the point is that we need the opportunity to have the truth. We have the opportunity to discuss. My husband knows environmental. It would be very great for him to be there and be able to ask environmental questions. We have a lot
of questions
before we make a decision, whether we are for or against, but we have to be given that opportunity.
I
agree. That's, I believe, the concern that most of us have. is that it was passed within, and as again, I was on at 7 o'clock on the nose, and we were not given more than 30 seconds
exactly
to make a comment without having the actual project explained, only that it was Lake Ridge. And for those of us who had no idea the name of the project, we sat here waiting for McGee project to come up. So we should not be penalized because the board members did not give the information that we required in order to make our comments. I mean, fair is fair. That is very underhanded as far as I'm concerned. I'm not saying it was done purposefully, but it should be reassessed and reevaluated.
I agree. I think all of us would agree.
Yes. Also, I have to say that I signed on at 7 o'clock, and it takes at least a minute for the Zoom to allow you in.
Exactly.
So it's not instantaneous. It's at 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock. I heard you people talking to each other, and I didn't know what you were talking about at 7:01. And I am aware that McGee Road project is called Lake Ridge. So that is not a problem. But there are a lot of people without computers. There are a lot of people who, if they do not go online, the town saw, okay, the agenda, didn't even know that there was a meeting tonight because of the COVID thing. Now to have a vote without anybody address these questions, I'm sorry, but it is not fair.
I just found out this afternoon when I received a phone call. That was the extent of my notification.
And that's because
me too.
We are the abutters. And I made it my business after I found out by chance that there was going to be a meeting. Call everybody. I called 40 people.
Yep.
How would they have known? And you guys would pass this on just like this. Oh, well, nobody raised their hand, so we go on and do this. That is not fair.
You don't vote on something.
You don't vote on a change of zone that is so important. Also, because the town has already, after this, decided that they will not allow zone. They did it 6 months before, then this is okay. And we have to pay for this. Fair. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but you should reschedule and in person. We'll all be glad to wear. I have neighbors here. We are wearing masks because I have neighbors who do not have a computer whom we invited to our house. And we're all abutters to the property.
Yep.
You respond to that.
Plus, good.
I think there are enough dissenting comments that would warrant at least an in-person meeting, again, with masks and social distancing. If that is not possible, then at least a rescheduling of a Zoom meeting so that we can get the word out. And once the word is out, then we can have a logical, honest discussion between the residents and the board and have our concerns or questions answered without a 30-second, are there any comments about Lake Ridge, whatever that may be, because again, most of us did not know what that was. It would only be the right thing to do. If you're interested in doing the right thing and not just the additional tax revenue thing, then it would be right to have this rescheduled, have us on, send letters to McGee residents. Why is that impossible to do when it directly impacts us? Send it to McGee residents. It's a form letter, takes 2 seconds to run off on the computer. And then we can respond. Then it's up to us. If we don't respond, it's our fault. But this was not our fault. when we didn't know what you were discussing. Not until later in the meeting, 10 minutes in, when you mentioned the word McGee. That's when we jumped in because that's what we thought it was.
But you had already closed it.
Right, and we were unaware of that. So if you want to do the right thing, that is the right thing to do. You give us an opportunity. You give us a fair opportunity to have a discussion, not the way it was done tonight, which was 1, 2, 3, we're done, we're voted, okay.
We had standing room only the last meeting that it seemed like every single person in our community went to the meeting to protest the building of these senior citizen structures, whatever you want to say, I would call them other things, but it would be fair. Every place else, you have to wear a mask. If you want us to social distance, we could take turns. I know it's in the comfort of your own home in the front of a camera, and it's your sandbox, so to speak, but we need to be heard and we need to be seen. None of the people on the board live in our area. None of the people that are owners, engineers, water people, etc., do not live in our vicinity right here in our little area. We don't want this. We didn't want it before. And now to rezone without even hearing us, this is unfair. It's ludicrous. And we just want you to reschedule, please. If you could do that, that would be great. And allow us, we've gotten letters, certified letters for, I still have them, for every single meeting that was done pertaining to that property from the very first start when Mr. Bagnell owned the property. We need to be heard and we need to be seen. Let us wear masks, require, whatever. But please reschedule this. This is unfair. And you could redo the Zoom and you could find out if you're honest, you'll say, yes, we did it so quickly.
I'm sorry, meeting.
No, I just want another meeting. That's all.
Yeah. No, I mean, as I said before, I have no skin in the game. I'm not for or against it because I haven't really investigated it enough. Let's put it that way. So I'm not pushing to have it redone because I'm against it and I want to get up there and have a discussion, or that I'm for it and want to have a pro development discussion. It's just a matter of the fairness of giving us the opportunity, which was not given to us this evening. Okay?
Exactly.
And since it's being recorded, it would be very easy to see and to go back and say, wow, we did only give them about 30 seconds. We did not describe describe it correctly.
Plus,
by not naming McGee. So
a lot of us don't know how to use the computer, okay, to do this kind of thing.
I mean, you know, even at using the computer, we have to use it. But the fact is that we weren't told it was the McGee Project. We were told it was a different name, which the majority of us are unaware of. And that is the question, as far as I'm concerned. Because I sat here and listened and listened and listened, saying to my husband, when the heck are they ever going to start talking about the McGee Project? And then I find out.
Well, we've lived here a long time. We've lived here a long time, and this has been ongoing. So if you're new to the area, do the research. But the people who have lived here know what's going on, and this is just a continuation of their agenda to pass this thing, and I could use other words, but to screw us all up, okay? Just if they would be kind enough to reschedule another meeting in person, preferably with masks, with social distancing, et cetera, notify us. Some of us don't even get the Poughkeepsie Journal anymore because we just don't. And we don't have access to computers, just send us a letter. It may not even have to be registered, but we will be there if you notify us. They've done it before, numerous times. So Mr. Bell, if you're the one that has the say, please say that they will do this meeting again, hopefully in person, and we would all appreciate it. Thank you.
I'd like to say two things. The first thing I'd like to say is that we delayed this meeting 3 months because we intended to have it in person. The direction I am continuing to get from the state is that the only way you can have public meetings is to limit the number of people in the room to what can be accommodated with social distancing. Our calculation in our meeting room is that that's about 15 people.
Understand.
Can I finish, please?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't believe that that was something that would accommodate the number of people that might be anticipated, and we didn't believe there was any way for us to tell people that only some of you can come in and some of you can't. And so after much consideration, and in particular having no idea when we might be able to have a normal meeting with normal people here, it could be months and months and months away, we chose to have it this way, which is consistent with the current state guidance out of the governor's office.
Again,
notify us via other mechanisms.
The second thing that I wanted to say is that the notification mechanism, and I understand you're going to say that we're hiding behind process. I can assure you we're not hiding behind anything. We're simply executing things the way that the state law prescribes. The state law prescribes that planning board actions require the notification of adjacent property owners for a particular action on a particular parcel. Rezoning does not require that, in particular because rezoning may involve more than one parcel. It can involve whole series of parcels, and it does not require the same kind of notification. And so we didn't choose to not notify people. We simply did what the state law prescribes, which is that we don't notify people because that's not how the process is for rezoning. It is
for the law does not preclude you from notifying, though, does it?
Wow.
No, it doesn't say that we can't.
Thank you.
But you're implying that we did it deliberately, and I'm telling you we just did it the way we always do it. We've done rezoning many times over the years, and we don't notify adjacent property owners because that's simply not what the state law prescribes. We follow the law.
In that case,
you're we did it for some sort of underhanded meetings, and that's just not accurate.
Not all of us know that law.
I understand. That's why I was trying to explain it to you. So having said that, can I speak for a minute, please? Having said that, I'll ask the board, does the board want to consider doing anything at this time?
Before you make that decision, may I just ask you one question?
Sure.
I have no problem with doing, running Zoom again. We don't, what you're saying makes sense about not being able to have enough of the residents in person. So doing another Zoom meeting is fine with me anyway. But we need to be notified. You need to give us a date because at the beginning of the meeting, when you asked us if anyone had comments, how can we have comments? How did you assume that any of us were on here since we weren't informed that you were going to be having this discussion? Does that make any sense?
It does make sense, and the answer is because the state law prescribes that we notify people by publishing in newspapers and putting it on our website, which is what we did.
So we're to check your website, what, weekly or something to that effect, to see whether you reschedule this? Is that how it would work?
Yes.
Some of us don't have computers to do that or the time to get on computers to do that.
Well, we can always, in the neighborhood, we can always give, bring out the word to everybody else. If that's the case, like Lindsay did today, if we can't have it in person, we can't have it in person.
People work. This is very important to us, yes, but if we're not able to take the time to do that, are you going to do that for us? That would be very nice. We need to be notified in some way that would make again, rezoning, we don't know that law. But now that we do, it would be imperative if you could just let us know somehow, some way, that even one person that we could pass the word around, just like we did just now. But that's if nobody checks.
That's what I'm saying. If they let Lindsay know, because he abuts the property, and Lindsay lets us know, then we can get back on the computer. But we have to be fair also, and you know, not be so demanding that the town board members are not going to want to deal with us. We have to be, you know, we kind of have to work together. So if the board is willing to do something like that and just have one person, if Lindsay is willing, again, you contact the one person gets the word out, and then it's up to us on whether we are home from work by that time, whether we're available at that time, whether we're at home at that time to log in.
Yes, Mr. Bell. Sir, Mr. Bell.
Yes, sir.
I would like to make a suggestion. You're saying that there is a capacity in the town hall for 15 people representing the community. I think that would be adequate. I think that other people who would want to join via Zoom could then do so, and we could have the semblance of a meeting. Additionally, if I've said my piece, I can leave, and someone else who has a concern can come in. I don't see why that wouldn't work. We're looking for a way to go forward with good government under these extreme circumstances. I don't see what wouldn't solve a problem.
Check your almanac and have it outside. There's enough grass next to the town hall that everybody could come. And everybody wanted to say. And then you don't have to worry about 15 people and all this other crap.
That's quite true, sir, because churches are now allowed to go to 50% capacity, no? Is that true?
Yeah, we're in stage 4 here in New York.
I'm sorry?
The churches aren't closed. They're
allowed to go to 50% capacity within the limits of social distancing, however.
I see, sir. Yes, I agree.
But outside,
is the same limit we're on. Which is the same limit we're on. Is people have to sit 6 feet apart, and I can tell you, when what looks like a large room, you start figuring out that people have to sit 6 feet to the right, 6 feet to the left, and 6 feet front and back. You don't end up with a lot of chairs, which is why we chose to not go that route.
Outside. Do it outside.
No, I understand that. Weather permitting, it might be outside. But if people, the capacity of 15 people is reached, and we could have 15 families represented there, each family could have come with one representative, and there are I think 40 some abutters. Excuse me, Wanda, do you know how many abutters we have around the lake here?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I think you guys might want to let the board discuss what they want to do, which was, I think, what the supervisor was trying to do. I don't mean to butt in, but...
No, I agree with you. We need to give them a chance to decide. We've all said, you know, given our comments at this point. So rather than going on and on for the next hour, perhaps we can get some sort of response or feedback from the board.
I will say this. The entire reason that we chose not to hold a Zoom meeting for 3 months was that we were concerned that the public would not have an adequate opportunity to speak their mind, and that they, as a result, might have suspicion about the motives of the town board. it appears that having the meeting on Zoom has not resolved that issue at all. And so I am concerned about that. So I'll once again ask the board whether they want to consider doing anything in particular. I think our options are to stick with what we've done tonight, to reschedule the Zoom meeting for a future date, or to reschedule an attempt to have something on site with a limited number of people in the room and some mechanism to usher people in and out in order to have their say. And I'm asking the board whether they have any views one way or the other.
Thank you.
To be fair, I think we
should. That you have Zoom and live to combined.
I now I'm going to plead technological issues. I'm not sure we can do that. I'm sitting in the town hall with my laptop, so I can clearly do it. But I think a number of the board members have home computers, which means they would not be able to be on Zoom if they were in the building. And so I don't believe we have an easy solution to being able to have the meeting both on Zoom and in person.
Just by having people speak at the, really?
Yeah, the board members, if they were all present, would need laptops in front of them, and it's not. The town board members don't necessarily have laptops. They may have home computers.
Can go from home because they have a grasp of this technology because they're here today.
So you have some board members in the building and some members at home. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
We could do it that way. Yes. That certainly would not be my preference.
It gives the most number of people a chance to participate, those that can join via tech and those that prefer on-site visit.
Sure.
Doesn't have to be one or the other.
The question is, how would you know which 15 approximately would be able to go in person? Well, I mean, suppose 30 show up, then what do you do?
And that's the challenge, and what we would have to do
we will confirm.
That's the challenge that would be presented, and the option, if we went that way, would be to allow a certain number in, and when somebody has their say, ask them to leave and allow somebody else to come in and have their say.
Excellent, excellent plan. Please do that, Mr. Bell.
That is certainly one option.
Thank you, and we would be very grateful if you could do that for us, please. This is our livelihood here. We're not planning on going anywhere. We want to stay where we are. Please, okay? Thank you.
Any comments from other board members on whether we should do any of those options?
Well, if you want to have public, we've always wanted to have a public meeting. If you want to have I don't know how we go about that at this time.
As I said, the only option that I can think of is that you set the room up with a certain number of chairs.
Yes.
And you have a mechanism whereby if you have more than those people show, they have to wait outside and come in one at a time in order to speak.
Or just have it all on Zoom and have...
That's another option.
Or neighbors or whatever, they could all go to the other person's house instead of inconveniencing everyone.
Yeah, I think Zoom is the only way to really do it.
Not, no.
It's okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to be perfect. We just have to have something.
No, but
there's very little that is these days.
Yeah.
How will you notify us that you're going to do one or the other?
Now, does that mean we have to go through the same waiting time for a public hearing again?
No.
That's
yes.
Yeah, I was going to say that's an attorney question.
Yes,
you
would have to give a new notice of a new public hearing. The notice would have to be given at least 10 days and not less than 20 days before the meeting.
Okay. So we could
that's
make
fair.
So we could schedule it for our next meeting.
Yes, you could.
Yes. If everyone's in favor.
Aye.
Mr. Bell, may I speak for a minute?
Sure.
I'll introduce myself to the folks, and they probably won't like what I'm going to have to say, but I'm just trying to understand how this is all fair to the applicant, who has obtained. I'm the engineer for the application, Mari Paggi. You've seen me at the planning board meetings. I wrote the responses that have been discussed here tonight. We had a 66-page response letter to comments that's on file with the planning board that addresses these comments. The negative declaration was issued December 19th, and since January, we've been trying to figure out how to get a public hearing scheduled, and I understand their concerns and wanting to be heard. A lot of the comments I'm hearing are environmental concerns that would have been addressed in the environmental document. I am just wondering why you have to have another meeting if everybody's here and commenting. Why can't you just consider these comments now?
I would say because we know for certain that not everybody is here commenting. People that wanted to join have been unable to do so.
So I counter that with the fact that the applicant has waited for 6 months really to make this happen. I mean, 3 or 4 months, yes, and postponements due to this meeting, but we've been attempting since January to get a public hearing for this matter.
I believe the applicant requested delays.
Please allow me to speak. I listened to all of you. We did in detail go through this project for 3 years. Voluminous responses to comments. I do understand the concerns about property values. We addressed them to the best of our ability. There was no documentation that was submitted to the contrary. All of those things are considered and done. They are no longer on the docket for you to consider. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not telling you what to do. That's just my understanding. I'm just saying that really for the benefit of everybody listening. The environmental concerns are off the table at this point in time. There was a period that they could have been challenged. That's passed.
Only because we weren't notified.
So I'll conclude with those comments at this point. I would prefer that you stick with what you have tonight, but I do understand those concerns. You've listened to their concerns. If you want to listen to more of their concerns, I would ask that you do that tonight and conclude. I would just like to state on that on behalf of the applicants, please be considerate of them as well as your residents. Thank you.
Mr. Podgy.
I'm sorry, the applicants were aware of the dates of all of the meetings. However, the residents were not. So again, to be fair, one knew in advance and was able to be there and speak for their best interests. The second were not there because we weren't made aware of the fact and were not able to express our comments and our best interests. So, that's kind of just a counter what Mr. Podgy said. We should, both parties should have been told about the meetings so that both parties could have been there to discuss the environmental aspect, the traffic aspect, the sewer plant, all of this. It couldn't just be the applicant that had a say. It has to be the residents also. We're the ones that are impacted directly.
Exactly.
Those comments are no longer on the table. There was due notification.
They weren't aware of the meeting.
Can you allow me to speak, please?
I did. I'm just questioning what you just asked.
Those comments were all brought before the planning board. There was public notification made for all of those meetings to the adjoiners. Those comments were discussed and were addressed and have been found to be adequately addressed, and the environmental review was concluded in December of last year. So unfortunately, it sounds like you're coming, you may be, for in particular, I think these other folks may not be, you may be coming to the game here a little bit late. I don't know if you're just finding out about this project, but that, all of those questions were discussed in detail for several years. So, you know, and with that comment, Mr. Bell, I'm gonna stop my comment because I don't believe that this is an appropriate format for me to be conversing back and forth with the public. I'll answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Mr. Padgett, with all due respect, I just wanna say you do not live here. Your developers do not live here. The engineers and the owners do not live here. We do, and we don't want this. And that's why past comments and everything else, we have stated the same thing. We don't need this, and we don't want this in our neighborhood. So again, with all respect to your position and so forth, you make, of course, you're representing the owners and all of that, but we as residents here do not want this. Thank you.
So I'm back to asking the board what they think we should do. Joe, do you have a position?
My position is that when we pass a law, because the planning board asked us to, because they went through all these procedures that are being talked about now. And when this goes back to them, they'll do a little more looking into the project and seeing how they could tweak it to make it work for that space and move that way. That's the way it's always been done. I understand the emotions of the people that if you want to have another meeting, okay, but I don't know that it will solve anything.
But who will it hurt?
I'll solicit to everybody, but as the engineer of the project said, all those questions that were asked tonight were already addressed. So if you think it's fair to have a public meeting, which we tried to have, but it just never worked out, and we said how long could we drag this out? It wasn't fair to either the client or the residents of the area that we were dragging it out so long. But if you want to do that, I'll do that. I'll go on.
Richie, what do you think?
Larry, we've been waiting a long time anyway. I mean, would two more weeks kill us?
Rich, you know, I don't know the answer to that.
Just give the public, you know, their voice. I think it'd make everyone feel better. Not that it's going to go one way.
We always want to give the public their voice. I'm just thinking that you're going to hear what you're hearing tonight.
Yeah, I know, but at least we can hear them, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. You already did all the studies, so you could come back with answers to each one. I know you already have them. So just to give them the benefit of the doubt that let us...
Rich, I don't think you as the board want to go through an environmental review, do you?
No. I said you already did all the answers and everything. So when someone comes up with a question, it could at least answer the question. I mean, I know you already went through all the studies and everything.
Right.
So
I don't know that this can happen in 2 weeks. I don't know that you can get due notification in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because it's 10 days. You can do it 10 days in 20. So
it's
if you're
zoning issue, is it 20 or 30?
No, Jerry just said it's no less than 10 and no more than 20.
So we can just make it. It'd be 2 weeks.
Well, let's see. Today's the 22nd. You're proposing to have the meeting on the 12th?
Yes.
Of August?
Yes.
Yeah, it's possible.
Just to make everyone feel comfortable.
Ed, what do you think?
I think a lot of the people got to realize that all of the environmental studies, all of SEAKER has already been done.
the planning board has issued with the neg deck. The town board is only here to determine whether or not we're going to place the senior overlay in. That's our function right now. We did have a public comment session at the town board when the people came in from McGee Road. They also had, I think, two public hearings at the planning board to voice their concern. I am concerned that the people didn't realize that it was in fact McGee Road when it, you know, it's Lake Ridge. I understand their frustration with that. So,
Gary, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Ed, but I mean, we're just going to hear the same things over and over. And like I said, what we're voting on is not a lot of the comments that they are presenting.
I agree with that. My concern is if there in fact were people who wished to speak and were unaware of the meeting or couldn't get in or didn't get in time, irrespective of the fact that our role is limited, I'm concerned that people will have the feeling they didn't have a chance to say their piece. That's my concern.
Yeah, I agree. Not that it's going to make any difference, but at least everyone will feel that they... I think you fell down in it.
So, Alan, what about the idea of just continuing this meeting tonight and letting that be said?
Well, that would involve reopening the public hearing, I guess. Although I don't necessarily see the point in that.
Well, I think Larry's saying open the public hearing and then we just do it now.
Right. We're here now.
The problem with that, as I understand it from a legal perspective, is we already voted. And so if we're going to do that, we'd have to rescind the vote, reopen the public hearing. And I believe the people who are on are going to tell us there's still people who are not on.
Exactly.
And not speaking exactly. Mind. So I don't think it fixes that problem.
Or there are people who have gotten off.
Right. So I don't believe that's a good solution because people may have already left. Correct. And there may be other people who are not on. So I don't think that's a good solution.
So are you contemplating not rescinding the vote but to have another public hearing to see if you would consider rescinding the vote?
No, we would have to go back.
We'd have to rescind the vote in order to schedule the public hearing because if we didn't, there would be no reason for us to have a public hearing. Right, Jerry?
That's correct.
Excuse me, does that mean I would have to recirculate and it would be 30 days?
10 days.
No. When you change it, it has to be recirculated and that's a 30-day.
Town law, right?
Are you talking about the general municipal law referral?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
But this isn't a change in the law. It's an overlay, right?
But it's still zoning, though, Alan.
It's still zoning.
Okay, so where are we?
I mean, once you pass the law, and then if you rescind it, in the past, I've had to recirculate.
Okay.
Jerry?
We didn't rush it through. You did.
Mm-hmm. We didn't rush it through.
Rush it through. Excuse me.
Oh, shit!
Thank you. That's wonderful. So where are we? Is it 30 days or 10 days?
Well, Christine's point is well taken. If we rescind and the matter has to be referred to the county, there's a 30-day waiting period.
And does it?
I believe it does.
Okay.
So my request would be that you stick with your vote tonight and let it go where it goes.
Giving us a say would be beneficial to all of us. Allowing us another 30 days is not going to be the end of the world for anyone but the residents to wait. And I have come into this late, as Mr. Podgy said, because I was unaware of any of these meetings. I don't get the paper. I never think to look at your website. I go by what I'm told by neighbors. So, So yeah, that part is correct, but it doesn't mean that I'm not concerned. It doesn't mean that I don't have a voice, that I don't have a comment, that I don't have my own opinion, along with everyone else in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So will it be the end of the world to wait 30 days in order to have the resident speak up? Mm-hmm. You're not losing anything as a board.
Thank you.
I mean, honestly, you know, to make the residents happy.
What does that bring us to?
August 26th. It's 5 weeks.
Oh, wait, 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 because I have to mail it. One moment. 24. Pardon me, 27. Yes, I could do it for August 26th, yes. Yes.
More than a month away.
Okay.
Sounds like
I could do it. Yep.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. Say anything. Yay or nay from the board on rescinding.
Yes, it's not gonna solve any problems. I think what we're doing is we're giving the people in the neighborhood a chance to vent again. Okay. I don't know that they'll have any proof that it's better, worse, or the same.
But Richie, you agree?
I agree.
And Gary?
No, I don't agree, but that's fine.
Ed?
I agree.
Okay.
Can we have a formal motion, please?
I would like a motion to rescind the rezoning. Do I have a motion? If we don't rescind it, then there is no meeting in August. Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
All right. Am I the bad guy again?
Yep.
I don't know. No one's making a motion to rescind this. Is that what I've got?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Okay, I think we're done.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Are there any further public comments on some other topic? Do we have a motion to close the public comment period?
So moved.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Ed made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second by Gary.
Thank you. I'm trying
to figure out how to unmute.
Helen Nancy has a comment.
I've been trying to figure out how to unmute. I thought if you clicked on the little red guy, that unmuted. But anyway, I just want to point out that the audio varies widely on this Zoom. And oftentimes I can't ask a question or give an instruction. I can't always hear what it is. So I think we have to be very patient. I just have two fairly short things. I missed the last meeting.
Excuse me. Sir, Mr. Bell, I cannot.
Can't hear me?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
So I reviewed the minutes from the last meeting. I saw there was an agenda item about the CAC sending out a survey, or it had sent out a survey. We haven't received any survey. I wondered if everybody was supposed to get one and what the purpose of the survey was.
Joe?
That was an agenda item. Hey,
Joe, did you want to answer that?
The CAC put together a survey as people who use the trail with several questions, and they were answered, and they were tallied, and they were put together. They're finishing up now, so we could put it online. I don't know who they sent it to or how they got them out. But they received, I believe, somewhere in the teens, the number was.
return.
I'm sorry, Joe, what teens? Like just under 20 or something, or under teens?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, I'm asking, is it the teens like under 20 or was it like 100 and teens?
No, teens is under 20.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So I don't know how they sent it out. All I know is that it's done and it's being prepared, and I asked them to give it to the town board and put it online, and they're in the process of doing that.
So it has to do with the trail along the creek?
Yes.
Along the Wappinger Creek?
Correct.
So it may have just been sent to people in that area?
Unless, I don't know what audience they picked to send it to. I have no idea. I would guess they sent it to people who generally use trails.
And another item on July 8th, there was a vote for health insurance for part-time employees, and that was not an agenda item. It got brought up under town board comments. And it seems to me that something like that, that's going to cost tax money, should have been an agenda item so that people would have known about it ahead of time. Also, I wondered if it should have had a public hearing since it was going to cost money. I think you said it was going to cost $18 per taxpayer. So I was wondering about the legal aspect of not having a public hearing on it and not having it specified on the agenda. And also, it's supposed to go into effect immediately. I wondered about whether the normal practice is benefit that it goes into effect the following term. So I have those legal questions about that.
I don't believe there was any requirement for a public hearing unless our attorney tells us otherwise.
No, there was not.
Okay, I didn't hear who said
no.
That.
That's our attorney, is that there is no requirement for a public hearing.
Okay, how about having it as an agenda item specified on the agenda?
I'm not aware of any regulations or laws at all that require what are listed as agenda items versus things that are brought up by town council members.
Okay.
Is that correct, Jerry?
I agree with you.
Okay. The agenda is nothing more than the things that are scheduled for discussion ahead of time with prepared materials. That does not forego the town board discussing and deciding on other items that don't require public hearings. There's no legal item that prevents that kind of thing from happening.
But it was voted on as a resolution.
An oral resolution, yes.
Should that have been in the addendum to the agenda, that all the documents that are going to be voted on would be attached to the agenda so that the public could see
there's no requirement, as I said, that an item that is going to be voted on be scheduled ahead of time, put on the agenda, and placed ahead of time. The board is free to have discussions and make decisions and make oral resolutions during the meeting. Except items that require public notice and public hearings. I believe I've got that right.
That is correct.
And how about the last item about the benefit going into effect during the term of the people receiving the benefit, not waiting until the next term? That's what they do in the state legislature.
My understanding of state law on that is that you cannot decrease compensation for people during their term of office. It does not mention anything about adding compensation.
Okay.
That's my understanding of the law. Is there anything else?
That's Oh, I have something else, but it's too hard to do over Zoom, so I'll wait.
Okay. As always, Nancy, you can just give me a call if you have a question, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to close the public comment period?
I'm moved.
Do I have a second?
Garrett.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'm moved.
Do I have a second?
Second, McGarry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you. That's it for tonight.
Thank you.